just one quick review of halakhot that came out of the Gemara that we studied this morning. The first question is, are ladies obligated in making Birkat HaMazon? It's clear from the Mishnah, it's clear from the Gemara, ladies are chayavot in Birkat HaMazon, and that's the way Shulchan Aruch is posek in Siman Kuf Pevav. The next question is, to what degree are ladies chayavot? Are they chayavot mideoraita, from the Torah, or only midrabbanan? The Gemara, according to many of the Rishonim, does not answer this question, and therefore leaves it in abeyance. Shulchan Aruch brings down both sides, and he doesn't makriya. He doesn't decide if it's deoraita or not. The Gemara didn't decide. So therefore, ladies would have to be careful in the following situation. Let's say a man ate bread, and his obligation is from the Torah. Let's say he ate and he was satiated. Vachalta b'savata. A lady cannot say the Birkat HaMazon for him. Because if the lady's obligation is only on a rabbinical level, so they're not obligated to say it on a higher level like the man. However, if the man ate the kizayit, well, less than satiation, since his obligation is only rabbinical, so technically a lady can be motzi, because even if her obligation is only with Rabbanan, the Rabbanan can be motzi with Rabbanan. The only question that needs to be clarified is part of the Birkat HaMazon text is Berit V'Torah. Talking about that the Brit Milah was given to us, and the Torah was given to us, and in that merit, we have Eretz Yisrael. It's in the second Berakah, Birkat HaMazon. The Rama is posek that ladies cannot say Berit V'Torah. Kuf Pezayin. They cannot say Berit V'Torah. They don't have Brit Milah. They're not obligated to study Torah. So if that's the case, how could a lady be Mutzi a man? The man has to hear Berit V'Torah. But she can't say Berit V'Torah because of the technical reasons that she doesn't have it. So the Hadush that we said today is from the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef writes in Kuf Pezayin that the ladies indeed can say Berit V'Torah. How can they say Berit V'Torah? So he bases it on a concept that says that a man is not considered complete until he's married. And once he's married, so it says Zachar Unkeva Bera'am, that the Zachar Unkeva are considered one entity. They're considered one goof. Like the Torah says, V'ayu Le'Basar Echad. And therefore, since they're one entity, so the lady says, Berit V'Torah, B'idchash Sh'atam Le'Bimsarenu, because she's one with the husband. The husband has it like she has it. Therefore, it's not considered a fallacy or a shekir. Therefore, according to Beit Yosef, they can't say it. And the Beshtavara says, the Minhag, today is ladies say Berit V'Torah, the Birkat HaMazon. Because even though maybe they themselves don't have Berit V'Torah, well, first of all, Torah says they have. Because the ladies have to study Torah for their mitzvot. And Berit, we're not talking about their Berit necessarily. We're talking about the concept of Berit Milah, that in that zikun we got the land. And that's the way the poskim, the kafahayim, as well holds the Harav Hida, that today the custom is for ladies to say Berit V'Torah. So that we have no problem. Even in their own Birkat HaMazon, they say Berit V'Torah. So Kol Sheken, when they're saying the Birkat HaMazon, to poter a man, they're able to say Berit V'Torah, so long as they're on the same rabbinical level.